Bay Building Services.
Yeah, hi, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm returning a call from Tom. Is he available?
Yes, just a moment.
Thanks.
He'll be with you in just a moment.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey Tom, this is Sam calling with the Bank of Cardiff. Just returning your call here.
Sam, I got your email.
Okay.
And we are certainly in need of working capital.
Okay. So, no problem. We can definitely see what we can do for you guys here. You guys have a big project coming up. Where you're looking to use that for?
We've got several big ones.
That's
coming
good to hear.
Up.
Okay. So let me take a peek here, see if I can help you guys out. How much are you guys looking for?
You say pre-approved for $250,000. Let me just tell you a couple of things.
Sure.
We have a tax lien that we yeah. are paying on a monthly basis.
Okay. You guys have
and,
a payment. Sure.
And we have taken out cash advances before.
Okay.
Got in over our head and are working with Corporate Turnaround to pay those off.
Okay.
Most of them are paying at 100% of face value, but most of them are paying 100%, but we just had to.
Mm-hmm.
We just couldn't make the payments.
I got you, Tom. Yeah, you know what? That does happen. It's not too big of a deal. As long as you guys do have the payment plan set up for them. You said you're working with corporate. As far as the tax lien goes, you have nothing to worry about. As long as the payment plans are set up, they're almost negligible. The other cash advances, who did you guys work for with those? If you could remember
off
the top.
It's just, when you start down that road, it's so confusing. We started dealing with IMCA.
IMCA.
The first cash advance was $150,000. But it actually came from Can Capital.
From Can Capital. So it looks like IMCA kind of, you know,
they
was
just,
the broker.
They just brokered it out, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
So then I got another $40,000 advance from IMCA, which they funded themselves.
Okay.
Through Inverto.
Inverto.
Which is apparently their in-house source of money.
Right.
Now that one was paid off in full on time. We just paid it off.
Gotcha.
And then from there, it gets a little confusing.
Okay.
I'm currently, let's see.
So that $40,000 is paid off. all set. From that 150K from the Can Capital, is there any more of that left, or is that all done?
No, there's... okay, I think...
Mm-hmm.
I currently owe the LCF Group, Can Capital,
okay,
Ford Financing, and EBF Partners.
And EBF Partners.
EBF.
Gotcha. Echo Bravo Foxtrot?
Yes.
Gotcha. See what you mean here, getting a little over your head. But I mean...
I owe them... Well, it's a long story.
That's all right. So, yeah, if you can kind of just break that down, I'm not sure if you're looking at it in front of you. So, the LCF Group.
Let's see. The only thing I can tell you for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when I started with corporate turnaround, I had a total debt of $212,000, and that debt is now at $14,860. I'm sorry,
$125,860. Okay.
I pay them $9,000 a month.
Nice, and that was with corporate
turnaround.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're about halfway through there, just about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess we can kind of circle back and try to get some of these later, if you kind of want to dig up some of the details, because we can, there's a couple things we can do here. So the first thing we can try to do is try to get you a, I guess, third or fourth position loan after all of these. So we'd give you guys a working capital loan. I guess we'd be low. The last in line to get paid here, which might work depending on stuff like your gross annual sales. The other thing, which might be a little bit more convenient for you at this point, if we can get all of these consolidated, I know some of them offer prepayment discounts, things like that on your end. So if you were to get a loan for all of these combined and then take additional whatever you wanted on top of that, you can kind of close all those accounts and just kind of have us as the go-to thing. What we're going to do is explore both these options, just see which one makes the most sense for you, for the business. So whichever one will save you the more money seems to be the more logical way to go. I feel like consolidating them might be a good opportunity for you guys to double dip here. So you would get their prepayment discounts on whatever loans you guys had outstanding, and then you would possibly, most likely you'd be able to get a better rate from us. So you'd get a bit of a lower payoff as well as taking advantage of that prepayment discount. So, yeah, we can definitely explore both of these. A couple questions here for you guys. What were your gross annual sales like last year?
Last year was just a touch under $2
million. Okay. Not bad, not bad. Okay. Just kind of give you a picture here. We can generally unlock maybe 10 to 15% of that as unsecured cash. So you'd be looking at anywhere between like 200 to, you know, 350,000, something like that. And how much were you looking for right now?
Well, if you close out the existing stuff,
right,
and we can end up with 100 grand, that would be...
Sure. We can definitely go ahead and take a run at that for you. So you'd like to have about 100 grand remainder after closing out some of that stuff, just as extra cash, cover projects and stuff. Is that right?
Correct.
Now, okay.
How do your payment plans work?
So we have a couple different options for working capital. We do have the daily, weekly, and monthly. I guess it'll depend on how you look like on paper, a couple things back and forth, but we'll try to qualify you. The way we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible and for the longest payment terms possible, and then we can work backwards from there. So you take as much as you'd like. We could try to work it. Do you have a preference? Are you looking specifically for anything like a daily, weekly, monthly?
Well, what tripped me up before was... trying to pay it back too quick, and
how long have you been in business for?
I was paying like 14 grand a week.
14 grand a week? Yeah, it's a little rough.
And I couldn't keep it up.
Yeah, I got you.
And it was all on, you know, daily withdrawals, and all of the first Can Capital loan was over 14 months, and everything else was over 4 to 6 months. So the payments just, you know,
piled up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I bet. That's kind of what happens. Kind of like a little dig a little too deep, and they just kind of pile on top of each other. Yeah. Okay. So we can definitely try to do something a little bit more convenient for you. I guess we could try to shoot for the weekly for you here, see if that'll be a little more convenient than the daily. But I guess we'll try to stretch this out over the longest period possible is what you want. Give you a little more liquidity, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so longer periods. All right, as far as spending that money goes, what do you think you'll be looking at to do with it? Just payroll, inventory materials, things like that?
I've got some bills I need to pay.
Okay.
I'm just gasping for working capital.
Okay.
We're a general contractor.
General contractor.
Yep. And we work for clients that pay, but they pay seemingly when they damn well please.
Right. What do you have them on? Is it net 60, 30, 90?
Well, everybody's different.
I see.
And the ones that, in theory, we bill on the 25th and we get paid on the 10th. In reality, we've done a lot of work for Hensel Phelps, who's a huge contractor, at the Navy Federal Credit Union, which is about $1 billion project.
Wow.
But we get paid when they get paid.
Of course.
If there's something holding up their payment from Navy Federal, they don't pay us. And that's the norm.
Of course. Don't worry, we've seen this before. We've got a lot of guys in the industry, construction and contractors. Yeah, usually what you guys will face is just short-term liquidity problems, just because, like you said, they're waiting to get paid by Navy Federal, and then they'll pay you guys afterwards. So yeah, it's kind of a short-term cover thing. Okay, so this sounds good. That project, the $1 billion project, you guys still working on that? Still not,
We've done, so far, about 100,000 out there, and we've got another 15,000 to start. Soon as they're ready for us, with probably another 2 weeks.
Okay.
With the likelihood of doing, we do a lot of work for Navy Federal. In their existing complex, they've got nearly 5,000 employees. And when they get through building, they'll have about 12,000 employees at this site in Pensacola. It's not a small thing.
Not at all.
But
so we
do
like
a lot direct for Navy Federal. If they pay like clockwork. The reason they withhold payment to Hensel Phelps is problems that, you know, it's issues that have nothing to do with us, but that doesn't, you know, keep us from getting rolled over.
Right, of course.
And it's the same way with so many other people who work for. It's just...
Absolutely.
And even if it works the way it should... We bill on the 25th, and we get paid when when the general contractor gets paid, and that's rarely before the 15th, and usually somewhere between the 15th and 25th.
Right.
And we've got, you know, by that time, we may have 7 weeks payroll invested.
That's right.
In the job.
And you just have to meet those costs. I mean, you have no choice. If you want to keep the doors open, you just have to wait for them to turn around and meet their obligations. Yeah, trust me, we see this stuff all the time. Usually it ends up working out. That's kind of what the working capital's for. It'll cover that short-term cost and stuff. But yeah, like you said, having all those outstanding, I could see how that could get annoying here for you, especially if they're taking out something like, was it $14,000 a week? Definitely starts dipping into your operating expense. So we'll see if we can definitely fix those. We can try to gather the specifics on them. You said LCF, CAN, Ford Financing, and EBF. I'm sure we could at least consolidate the vast majority of those, if not all of them. So we'll definitely give it a shot for you here. Real quick question, how would you rate your personal credit? Just like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Personal and business are probably bad. I've put everything I've got personally.
I got you.
Into the business, and I would guess I was around 650, between 650 and 700.
Mm-hmm.
The business is probably below 600.
Okay. So you say you'd be between 650, 600?
I would think between 650 and 700.
Between 650 and 700 personally. And the business is below 700? Yeah.
Below 600,
I got you. Okay. Well, to be honest, they're not terrible. We worked with all credit tiers, A through D. Some guys have had some pretty bad stuff, but you'd be surprised. 600, 650, 700 is about average. I think the national average is around 680 right now. So, looks like, yeah, you're still floating there. How about your time in business? How long you guys been around for here?
March will be 6 years.
March will be 6 years. Gotcha. So you guys got some history behind you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good to hear. And then would you be able to estimate, I guess, an ROI on that investment? Would you be able to, you know, quantify that, or is it just general operating, waiting to get paid, that kind of thing?
This year we're doing very well.
Okay.
Last year we took, we had a job go sour, and that was why I had to keep borrowing money, and
yeah, over floods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, it's kind of surprising how that can happen. So it's just one job goes bad, and then you got to meet all those expenses. So yeah, our credit analysts, like I said, have worked with a lot of you guys, construction, contractors, all kinds of things like that. So they know what to look for. Like you said, you guys had a job went bad kind of when you started. Is that the reason you piled on all those, working capital? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they've got a good eye for that kind of stuff. They'll pick it out. Looks like you guys were doing pretty well this year. You guys are still working on that Navy Federal building. How about,
Oh yeah, we do quite a few things. We do a good bit of work for the Sacred Heart Hospital chain here in Pensacola in Northwest Florida.
Pensacola,
and we've got 10 or 12 good steady customers.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's definitely solid. That's good to hear. So, all right, kind of reviewing here. You said you guys did gross annual sales of about $2 million last year. You think you're tracking to do about the same this year? Are you looking at an increase, decrease? What do you think?
We were, at the end of July, I think we were at 1.4. August, we did not bill. At the end of August, we were probably around 1.5.
Okay.
You
guys are about 75.
September is going to be slow.
Okay.
And then October should pick back up.
Sure.
Considerably.
So you're going to go October, November, and December. So you guys are looking on track to beat that $2 million from last year, huh?
Yeah, we're on track for about that this year, yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Alrighty. And then I guess just a little bit more. Do you guys have a deadline when you need the money by? You think you could, you're looking at it in the next week, 2 weeks? Got a little bit of leeway there?
We'd like it soon as we can get it.
Soon as possible. Literally gonna write that down here. Okay. So the good news.
2 weeks is not.
No, I got you. So the good news about us is once we get this stuff in, we've got a pretty robust operations department. I can like walk it through myself. We can get you an answer and a solid offer in about 24 hours. If you are happy with it, we can kind of go back and forth. If all works out, we can get you funded in about 2 days. So yeah, you should be in the green there. Nothing to worry about. We just have some guys that call us last minute, you know, be like, oh, well, we need it today. So then we really got to pull strings. So glad we have a little bit of more time there. Okay, so I'll tell you what, let me just wrap all this stuff up here, take a look at what we can do for you guys. Our process is pretty simple. We have a one-page application. We've condensed it for you guys, save time and kind of headache. So I can shoot you an email right now with that over there. And all we would need is 6 months of your last 6 months of bank statements and then the first page of your tax return. Once we get all those three things together, we can probably get you a solid offer either by the end of today or tomorrow, depending on how fast we get moving here. But do those things look pretty easy to gather for you on your end? 6 months banks is usually the hard one, but what do you think?
No, that's very easy to do. Tax return. I'll have to think about that.
The tax return. So did you guys file 2015 taxes?
Yeah. I've got a... Wait 1 second.
Sure.
That would be from... okay, when you say first page of the tax return.
So you know that big summary on the front, it just kind of shows owner.
20S summary.
That's the one.
Okay.
Okay. Does it show the ownership info on there? You the 100% owner?
I am the 100% owner.
Nice. Okay, so that kind of makes it a little bit easier. Okay. So, yeah, so that first page of the tax return, 6 months banks, and then our one-page application. And that application is pretty simple, nice and straightforward, so usually takes people about a minute or two. No big deal. Quick question for you. Do you guys accept credit card payments from your people? Do you have any of that coming in and out?
We do not.
You do not?
By check or ACH.
Sure, direct deposits, perfect. Okay, great. Then, yeah, that should be everything, and we can do it. I'm trying to think of how we can save you guys a bit of cash here. Is any of this stuff going for working capital? Are you going to buy equipment with any of it? Do you have plans to?
Process of buying a spray rig it's about a $6,000.
$6,000.
It's from a company that we, a supplier that we deal with on a regular basis.
Okay. So they might offer their in-house financing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Then you guys can, I mean, 6,000 wouldn't be that much of a difference, but sometimes people would take, working capital and put in like maybe 25, 30,000 into a new piece of equipment. If that's generally the case, we try to separate them out for you. That case, I guess the free unsecured cash loan would be a little bit higher of an interest rate than something with equipment. So we try to break it down for you here and help you guys out. But yeah, if it's going to be just covering payroll, you mentioned the working capital. So, that working capital, it's going to cover payroll, materials. Are you guys planning on doing any renovations, anything like that, or is it just day-to-day operations?
No. Day-to-day operations.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, Tom, let me go ahead and shoot you an email with what we're going to need from you here, the 6 months of banks and just that first page of tax returns. You think you'd get those into me by today, or looking a little busy over there? We could do faxes, I could do scans and emails. You could spread them out on the floor and take a picture of it.
No, I don't think any of it is going to be an issue. Let me see what I can do
Sure.
real quick here.
Sure.
Okay, you need,
Actually pop you that email right now just to make your life a little easier. Have 2015 tax, first page.
Okay.
There we go. So I just shot you an email, just kind of with a short list, just for your records here.
I have got, let me 2016 statements on the operating account. So 6 months goes back how many months?
So it'd be, I think, March.
Okay.
Yeah, it would start
March,
March.
April, May, June, July,
And then just August.
August.
That's it.
And they are going as we speak.
Nice. Sweet.
The last year was a bad year for me.
Last year.
It
I will
was.
I hear you. So I'm definitely going to put that in the notes here for the underwriters. Again, their experience with this kind of stuff, they'll definitely take a peek and see. I mean, one project's going sour doesn't mean the business has gone downhill. It's just kind of part of the job. So,
Well,
yeah.
it took a hell of a lot out of me. Although
Yeah.
we are, I mean, we're doing well this year. It's just a deep hole to
To get out of,
climb out
yeah,
of, yeah.
I understand. Well, hopefully we can help you out with that. But definitely. Okay, so bank statements are done. We've got that first page. And then if you'd like, I could kind of fill this app out here with you.
Okay.
Let's see what we got. So I guess the business legal name you guys are operating is Interbay Services. Is that what you're,
Interbay Building Services, Inc.
Interbay Building Services, Inc. And do you guys have a DBA, or is it just the
No,
same? That's the one.
just that.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you guys a corporation,
S
LLC,
Corp.
S Corp?
Corporate, yeah, S Corp.
Gotcha. Okay. Does the merchant have any businesses with open? Okay, so it's asking if you have any open contracts for working capital. We said that was a yes. Okay. We can try to get some of those details here, but use of proceeds, what would you summarize that as?
Just working capital,
Just
payroll,
payroll,
bills.
bills, materials. Gotcha. I got you. Okay. And then I've got your physical address here on file as 7552 Navarre Parkway, number 44A.
That's it.
That's the
three two
one.
five six six
32566. Got it. Okay, so we're good with that. That is your current physical location, the phone number that I'm calling you on. We're good. Okay. And then we got your gross annual sales last year. I guess we'll see that on the tax return, but we said it was about $2 million. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the building location that you guys are in right now, is that owned, rented, or mortgaged?
We rent. Okay. Lease, rent, whatever.
Sure. And how much is your monthly cost for that?
$1,076, under $1,100.
Okay. 76. That's per month. Okay. Sounds good. You said you don't take credit cards, so that's good. Excellent. And then, you know what? I guess that's everything. So let me go ahead and shoot you over this app here. All of it needs, you could just take a peek at it, make sure I got all the info right. Then just give it a sign and send it back. And then you said you got those bank statements on the first page of the tax return. I think that should be.
Mm-hmm. They're on the way to you.
Great. I think that'll be it. And then I can definitely start getting together stuff and get this in the works for us here. So these loans that you had outstanding with, it was LCF, CAN, Ford Financing, EBF, what they might end up asking is for us to get them those documents. That way, if we're going to consolidate all these loans, are those documents readily available? Their original. We would only need the first page that kind of shows the summary. I know sometimes they give you guys packets worth of stuff.
All I can say is I would
do some digging.
Yeah.
Okay. Did that email pop up on your screen here? The last one I sent? Great.
Okay, you want me to fill that out and send it back to you?
Yeah, that'd be great. I filled out a little bit of it here. I could send you that version if you'd like.
This doesn't look.
Yeah, it takes a few seconds. Okay. So, yeah. So I'll tell you what. If you put that page there together, sign that, and then just send it over with the 6 months of banks and the first page of the tax return, I'm going to start crunching numbers over here. I'm going to take this down to underwriting myself. So we'll see what we can get. In the meantime, after you sent that email, if you can just kind of go digging a little bit, see if you can get your hands on that previous financing stuff, the LCF, CAN, EBF partners, we'll probably need that to kind of crunch everything together. But before we do that, we can definitely start working with what we have right now. So.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, Tom. Feel free to call me back at this line. If you have any questions, you can email me. I'll go ahead and just wait for that app stuff, and I'm going to head down to the underwriters right now and start.
Well, I got a feeling that trying to unravel all of the those four is going to be next to impossible.
Trying to unravel all those, the forwards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
If there's any way to leave those in place, I mean, I'm real comfortable with what I'm doing to get those paid off.
Okay. I could definitely do that. What happened to those documents? Do you think they just kind of got lost here? Buried somewhere?
I don't have them scanned in where I would like to think they would be.
Okay.
Which means I don't know where they are.
I got you. Okay. So yeah, we don't need them necessarily per se. We can definitely start working with what we have. If I think that they'll do you a lot of good once we start getting these numbers, if I think that you can get a better deal with them included, I'll let you know. Maybe it's worth the digging, maybe not. But we'll definitely run with what we have first and just see where we can go from there.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good, Tom. I'll wait for your email and let you know when it comes in.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
No problem. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.